This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Earning Your Livelihood. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A man to whom Allah has bestowed much wealth, and he has wasted it. And now he prays to the Lord for sustenance. In this case, Allah says to him, Did I not give you a bountiful sustenance? Why did you not spend it economically as I commanded you? Why were you lavish when I had prohibited you from being so? It is unfortunate, brothers and sisters, that some people are so irresponsible. Allah gives them the wealth and then they waste that wealth in fulfilling their lowly desires, you know, or rather entertaining their lowly desires. Allah is generous, you know, we all know that. Allah is generous in giving, but He doesn't like that His servants are lavish. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Anyone who, in spite of having water and soil, remains poor, stands far from Allah's mercy. It is such a profound statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He has left no excuse for anyone for remaining poor and not being able to fulfill their needs. You know, you look at today's youth, they keep complaining about unemployment, for instance. Well, if you are smart and if you're hardworking and if you're responsible, you would know how to fulfill your and family's genuine needs. Like Imam Ali alayhi salam said, that, you know, in spite of having water and soil, if somebody remains poor, then there's something wrong with that person, in other words. You know, so we have to be creative and innovative, and we have to strive enough to go out and be able to earn our living and our sustenance. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of earning your livelihood. And we said that it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt for us to be able to go out and earn our living, right? We need to be able to sustain based on our hard work. Having an opportunity to be able to earn your livelihood is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, has said, Engage yourselves in busyness, for by it you will be free from the desire of what people possess. Surely Allah loves people who have some employment with honesty. There are some who do not work hard. We know that. We're surrounded with such people, right? They just don't struggle and strive hard enough. They do not capitalize on the opportunities that they have to earn their living. At the same time, they keep getting disturbed in their lives, you know, over and over again. What should these people do? They must engage in an activity that satiates their necessities. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, Allah hates abundance of sleep and abundance of leisure. Unfortunately, there are those who oversleep and they never leave their comfort zone. This is to their own detriment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for us to rest, but Allah doesn't desire for us to be lazy. You know, resting is fine. Allah has allowed you for it. Allah has actually encouraged you to rest, but you have to invest your energies and your time and your strengths to do productive things, earn your living, earn your livelihood, and then come and rest.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.